Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for our morning Mirasi Shayichu. It's Moshe Tepeshtim Arisol Moshe Mordechai. Harav Baruch Hertz Ben Sarah Tzipora for Shleimach. Harav Hepfeg Batsmichai Vispasia Matan Ben Sarah. We are continuing our series of Shiulim in the Sefer Ikrot Hara'aya. And there's a letter written. One of his most interesting I don't even know what to call somebody you write letters to. I don't want to call him a pen pal. It's a little bit. But one of the most interesting people that Rav Kuka wrote to was someone named Rav Shmuel Alexandrov, who was had a little bit radical views in certain matters. And Rav Kuka set him straight. Or at least try to. And Baruch Hashem, Yer Kodesh Yafo, Tivan of Tikanin, Yer Tafri Sam Ches, so we're talking about 1908. And he writes, L'chod Yididi Rav Agon HaChacham Nitzkav Reina Rav Shmuel Alexandrov Nere Yair, Shalom Baruchem Yikadesh. So to the sublime Chacham, Rabbi Shmuel Alexandrov, peace and blessing from the Holy. Zman agunavam meit kibalti es mechtavu anichbad. A lot of time has passed since I got your distinguished letter. V'loma yatzi yadi l'hashikor, I wasn't able to answer properly. Mini ot shonot, various things stabbing me. V'ido aslichan, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Gamat lo edem yala biyadi l'varas hamusaga machoitzim beinenu. I don't know if now I'll be able to clarify the concepts that separate between us. Ada shenucha bevitcha lahatik meinyan alinyan v'lo shtakeh bepolemika shein lasof b'inyan echad achoizeh chalila. I just don't want to go round and round and round in a polemic that never ends. I just want to make it clear and that'll be the end of it. Mikom akom hineni muchel chadaber kafi hakol gam b'inyan zeh. So I'm not going to refrain from speaking because in this matter, even though I risk going in an endless cycle of polemics, but I have to answer you. There's so much that has been said from those who preceded you and from you. So I'm going to relate to what you spoke about. So here he goes. We're already in a radical. Potentially radical topic, which is mitzvahs b'telos lasid lavo. Kvodo meirim al neset bitul mitzvot shel latid lavo. This day in the Gemara, at lasid lavo, the mitzvahs are going to be nullified. No more kiyama mitzvahs. Mashm dvarav shani cholek al yisod zeh. And it's mashm from what you say, Rabbi Alexandrov, that you argue with this principle. Mishum shenini yotel notel amande amar ein mitzvot b'telot latid lavo. Because I, you assume, more inclined to the opinion that mitzvahs are not going to be batel. So okay, that's our machlekes. You hold mitzvahs are going to be batel, and I hold they're not going to be batel. So Gemara need the samach aleph on the base. Discussed a lot in Svarim. Lo kein yididi, my friend, it's not correct. And this machlokas like an all machlokas. The correct approach is that these are the words of the living God. Lasid Lavo is so unlimited, so broad, so all-encompassing, so there's no narrow place. The place is not narrow. Too narrow to put in these 2 days. They're both true. Yesh latid lavo she'en mitzvot b'teilot bo, v'yesh latid lavo she'mitzvot b'teilot bo. There's la'asid lavo that the mitzvahs are not going to be nullified. And then there's la'asid lavo that the mitzvahs are going to be nullified. Malach hafetzim liyot me'aynim b'talmuda shel emuna b'chol tohva govha v'hachavata hachava mutalat rak lagbil yafe et atzna'im הסימנים והגדרים המקבילים את שני מיני לעתיד לבוא אלו. There's a lasid lava where mitzvahs aren't batal, and then there's lasid lava the mitzvahs are batal. And those who desire to look in the into the study of emuna in all of its purity, in all of its height, in all of its breadth, the obligation is placed rak lagbil yafet ha'tnaim, to limit the conditions, simanim, the signs, the k'darim, the fences, hamagbilim, that limit at shnei minei latid lavo elu. In other words, you want to learn emuna, so you have to see when this applies and when that applies. How they're matim, each one, each time. When there's going to be mitzvahs betelos latzid lava, when there's going to be the same betelos latzid lava. It's not that one day is correct and one day is not correct. Both opinions are correct. And in this matter, I am of the opinion that it's not fitting that there should be a distinction, an argument between thinkers. The primary matter that I want to emphasize in my letter to His Honor, meaning you, Rabbi Alexandrov, who al mashen irim dvarim lefamim, kilu hu dochek et haketz shel otod la'atid lavo, harachok shemitzvot betelot bo, ulamido dafka betkufa shelan. This bothers me, Rabbi Alexandrov. What I want to emphasize is that it seems from what you're saying that you are pushing the end. You are bringing the end close before its time. And you already want to be living now in a matzav of mitzvahs betelos. In our tkufa, in our tkufa is melei ashivron vehitmotetut. There's a lot of destruction. There's a lot of collapsing. Shitzicha binyan mamashi veimutz ma'atzi dafka. What our generation needs is a binyan mamashi. We need to build. We need to do. This is not the tkufa not to do. This is not the tkufa not to keep mitzvahs. This is the tkufa to super keep mitzvahs. Because this is a tkufa of shivron and ismotetus. Al ze ani cholek, v'roi ledati shekol yashar lev yasur misvara zo. I argue with this. And anybody who has a straight heart should go away from this idea. Shedugmata ra'inu kvar b'tkufot shonot, that we've already seen this in different periods. La'achlit shekvar ala olam b'musaro, to decide that the world has already been elevated in its ethical standing. Ad she'einenu tzarich od l'shum tzeruf, the world doesn't need any more purification. L'shum hadracha shel emuna, nothing to lead it in emuna. V'shel chiyuv shel misoret v'askama, meizet tzad she'yeh, and of an obligation of the tradition from any side, bein mikorot elyonim nevuyim ruchaniim, bein mikorot leumiim chavrutiim maasiim. We don't need any guidance from divine sources, spiritual sources, prophetic sources, or from national sources, social sources, practical sources. In other words, we're just going to throw everything away. We have no sign. We have no wonder to show us that we should throw this all away. It's just a mistake. This is not the time. We need to look at our tradition, and we need to keep strong to our tradition, and we need to keep all the mitzvot ma'asiyot. We need to keep everything we learned from the Vua. We need to keep everything we learned from Hashem, from the Torah, and we need to keep everything we learned from the rabbis, and we need to keep our minhagim, what was different social things in different communities that were adopted. This is the time to strengthen our practice and not to weaken it. It's a big mistake to already in our tkufa decide that no, we don't need mitzvahs anymore. We don't need mitzvot ma'asiyot. We don't need practical mitzvahs. Chas v'shalom. Ahadut hazo, lachshov et ha'olam mitukan, b'shal shehu adayin malei sigim, hatzichim tzeruf, tzeruf achar tzeruf, alanu b'schar limud harbe. Kama tkufot kar yavar dvar shiyichidei skula, shivimet balei musar na'alim danu me'atzmam al kol olam, omen kuda me'ira achat, באיזה זמן של התרוממות והאומה למצב התמידי, ורצו בשביל כך להכיש את הקץ, לבטל את החיובים הקבועים במעשה ובמסורת, וידם מושקע לפי ערך הנקצב של מצעדי העולם. אבל תמיד נגלתה התאות על ידי מכאובים רבים. This mistake to think that the world is already fixed when it's still filled with impurity cost us big time. In certain kufis, there were unique people who were really very, very elevated, and they decided for one reason or another that's it. You don't have to keep mitzvahs anymore. But there was a lot of pain when this mistake was revealed. So we went back. It was very painful when they tried to be mevatel mitzvahs. And the world went back to its cycle. And people started keeping the mitzvahs again as they were supposed to. And they kept the minhagim, and they kept the tradition, they kept the munah, they kept mitzvahs. And that is what developed the world. So that's what we have to know, and the Rav goes on, and that we're connected to the community, and we have to know that the community needs mitzvahs. And you can cause a lot of damage when you try to be mechish the kates, to try to bring the kates back too fast. You can't jump. You can't destroy. Don't jump. Don't negate chiyuvim. But rather, you should accept with love the world and suck out every dew of life for the good times. Asher bo yavo bevo itam, beit asher o kol kach yeh maleh umasir ad shelo yipol azeh b'safek. You know when the time is going to come when you don't have to keep mitzvahs? It'll be so clear that there'll just be no doubt about it. In the meantime, there's no doubt about it that we need the mitzvot ma'asiyot. We need to fix this world. The world needs the mitzvahs, it needs the menhagim, it needs the mitzvahs. There's going to be a great time. And we're going to know it, that the time has come. We're going to be filled with song, with joy. But as long as there's more evil than good, more darkness than light, in the meantime, we have to encourage people to keep all the mitzvahs, both those that apply to Klal Yisrael and the general ethical moral standards that apply to the world. We have a world where there's so much evil, so much abortion, so much crime, so much drugs, all these things. We have to tell the Goyim, Rabbi Yitzhai, you also have to be moral people. You also have to keep the certain laws. And then the world will be filled with goodness. And then Amir Tashem. There'll be a tkufa where there's going to be bittul ha-mitzvahs, like the Gemara says. But that's when the world's on an extremely high madrega. But we're not there yet. We're not even close. And there were Nesiyonis, Bnei Aaron, Shabtai Tzvi, all those people, all different periods in life. They try to destroy the mitzvahs, Christianity. And very, very bad. Very, very bad. So we have to be careful about that. And the Rav goes on. There is so much more that the Rav says in this letter. And I cannot wait to Mirtz Hashem continue. And we will see more of the Rav's commentary on life. All right, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. B'li nether, we shall continue.